Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Growth is measured by experience and memories. A lack of interest in continuing old ways, noticing what you've done wrong in the past and trying to avoid it, and knowing what battles are and aren't worth fighting. Growth is letting go of what you love in order to move forward in life. Growth is noticing what you have or haven't done right or wrong and accepting it as a lesson learned. Growth is seeing the wrongdoing that someone has done to you and still loving them and wanting the best for them. Growing pains. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to talk about growing pains, which is a very interesting topic. In my experience, I've learned that there is a lot of things that we can or can't control, but we can control how we respond to them. And either we grow from them, or we allow them to keep us stagnant because we're waiting for an outcome that might not come. So in my poem, I mention a lack of interest in continuing old ways. And to me, that is letting go of the things that no longer serve you to leave space for the things that do, no matter how hard it is to let those things go or those people go, and realizing that there is going to be something greater that takes that place of those things that you've let go of. But okay, so an example would be if I'm supposed to be going somewhere and someone is sitting in the driver's seat of my car. I can't drive and I don't want this person to drive for me. But I'm not willing to tell them to move either. So I'm allowing something to be in the way of me moving forward towards my destination. And even though it's tough to tell people to address those situations, it is best for your growth as a person and your development as a person. And it also shows a level of maturity and self-love and self-worth to be able to address the things that no longer serve you and removing yourself from the spaces that you aren't valued in. So in another part of my poem, I say, noticing what you've done wrong in the past and trying to avoid it and knowing what battles are and aren't worth fighting. So I'm going to address that in two parts. So the first part, noticing what you've done wrong in the past and trying to avoid it. So not necessarily avoiding, but choosing not to go back to it. So avoiding to me just sounds like you're not even trying to address it whatsoever and you're just gonna pretend like it's not there. But to me, as far as addressing it and choosing to move forward from it and go on a better path that won't lead you down the same path as the initial issue did. So the second part of that is in knowing what battles are and aren't worth fighting. Not everything needs to be addressed. Not everything needs to be said. And that was something that really had to get instilled in my brain. I had to realize that it's okay to not say anything, and your silence speaks for itself more than anything. Someone could curse you out or whatever, belittle you, and yeah, that's gonna hurt. But if you did something wrong and that's their response to it. But also, if someone just chooses to not say anything completely, that's gonna drive you crazy. You're gonna be sitting there wondering, what's going through this person's head? What did I do wrong? How can I better fix this situation? Blah, blah, blah. So it's giving yourself back the power in those situations that you might have felt you didn't even have the power in. And realizing that not everything is worth fighting for, and it's not. That doesn't make you weak for not fighting for it. It actually is the opposite. But it's also saving your energy and putting it towards something more productive and beneficial for your growth. And in another part of my poem, I said growth is letting go of what you love in order to move forward in life. So sometimes those sacrifices have to happen, and it doesn't mean that you don't love those people or those situations. It just means that those situations might not love you back the way that you need them to, and that's okay. It might also mean that you haven't completely experienced a level of respect that you deserved as well. And by you addressing that and removing yourself, you're having that respect and love for yourself enough to say, hey, this was dope, you're a good person. This just isn't working for me. And just leaving it at that, because like I said earlier, not everything needs to be addressed. You don't always have to give an explanation. Sometimes things are just better left unsaid. So another part of my poem, I say, growth is noticing what you have or haven't done, right or wrong, and accepting it as a lesson learned. So we can't change our past. All we can do is move on from it and accept it for what it is and try to allow the lessons that it's taught us to better guide us in our future situations that we might deal with. So to me, growth is really just a level of choosing to be a better version of yourself for yourself. And in the last part of my poem, I said growth is seeing the wrongdoing that someone has done to you and still loving them and wanting the best for them. And that to me is taking the high road. It's so easy for us to respond in a negative way or in an impulsive way based on our emotions. But if we give someone the same reaction that they feel like that they're expecting, that means that they've in some ways won control over you in your responses, because you might not have even wanted to originally respond to it in that way. But for the most part, you felt like what you had to say needed to be heard, which is cool. I understand that there is a level of, no, I'm gonna let this be known for me, because holding stuff in or holding stuff back could be detrimental as well to your growth. It could keep you very stagnant, and you could be mentally constipated. You could be really stopped up with a bunch of thoughts and feel like it's not even worth saying anything. So addressing situations is necessary. However, that doesn't mean that you have to allow those situations to take you out of character and out of what you're morals are for and your standards are for how you should or shouldn't act. Growth isn't something that can necessarily be measured from other people, but it to me, I've learned to measure growth based on, like I said before in my poem, just my responses to things and also how far I've came from where I used to be. A lot of the things that I had prayed about before, I'm literally living in those things. And it's so beautiful to think about because I never thought that I would be here. But if I didn't experience those certain situations or those certain people, I might not have had the same level of appreciation for where I am like I do now. Like, it's so beautiful to be able to say, hey, yes, I dealt with this. Yes, it bothered me, but I'm okay with talking about it. And it doesn't matter to me how anyone else takes it. I've learned lately, really, just to be unapologetically transparent and open. And if it bothers someone, then there's a level of openness that they might not have tapped into yet, and that's fine. But dimming your light for other people to shine is not okay. We should want to be able to wholeheartedly be ourselves and let our light shine and hopefully inspire other people's lights to shine as well and inspire them to grow into who they're meant to be, because no one deserves to be in the same spot. I feel like we choose to be stagnant because it's comfortable for us. We're fine with it because it's comfortable. We're fine with it because it's all we've ever known. We're fine with it because it's all we feel like we deserve. But growth also comes from acknowledging the fact that, hey, I'm gonna go get what I want, and I'm not gonna just sit here and wait for somebody else to help me get there or for these thought processes to leave, because they're not going to leave on their own. Those thought processes that are holding you back are something that is in your mind. It's either fear or lack of confidence in your abilities that's keeping you from becoming who you are. And that's for everybody to find out individually for themselves. But I just wanted to share that with you today, in hopes that it might spark something in someone to be able to say, hey, I've had this dream for years, and I think I'm finally ready to run after it, because I don't want to, sorry to be harsh, but I don't want to die with all this potential just because I'm scared or just because I don't feel like I'll be accepted. And I had to tell myself that once I start towards my goals, the right people will gravitate towards me, the right situations will gravitate towards me. Everything I'll need is already, I already have it. I just have to start. But like I said, I just wanted to share that today. And I hope that everyone's having a good day, and to remember that you are able to put forth the effort to accomplish anything that you set your mind to. And notice I said put forth the effort, because you have to put forth the effort to even set your mind to believe that it's a process. It's a process, but you got this. If no one's ever told you you got this, I'll tell you you got this. But I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.